Ready for a deep dive into some holiday cheer?
Oh, yeah.
You showed some really interesting sources about two traditions.
Okay.
NORAD tracks Santa and Operation Christmas Drop. And, get this, they both involve the military, spreading holiday joy, and started because of unexpected events.
Really?
Yeah. So let's start with NORAD tracks Santa.
Okay.
I mean, everyone knows about that. But what's fascinating is it all began with a simple misprint.
What? A misprint?
Yeah. In a Sears ad.
Really?
Back in 1955.
Wow, that's crazy.
Talk about a happy accident, right?
Yeah, I read about that.
So what happened?
Well, during the Cold War, Colonel Harry Shoup, he was the commander on duty at the Continental Air Defense Command.
Okay.
Or CONAD, as it was known back then.
CONAD.
Yeah, CONAD.
Okay.
And a Sears ad in a Colorado Springs newspaper mistakenly printed CONAD's top secret hotline as Santa's personal number.
Whoops. That's a pretty big mistake.
Yeah.
I bet Colonel Shoup was not too thrilled about kids calling a top secret hotline.
Yeah, you'd think so, right?
Right.
But instead of dismissing the calls,
yeah,
Shoup decided to play along.
Wow, that's amazing.
He even had his staff mark Santa's supposed location on their giant plexiglass map.
So, like, the same one they use for tracking aircraft?
The same one.
Wow. Can you imagine? Alongside potential threats, there's Santa and his sleigh.
Exactly.
Bringing some holiday spirit to this very serious setting.
That's pretty cool.
I bet the mood in that command center changed pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of Cold War tension, it's suddenly, you know,
right,
Christmas cheer.
That's a great story.
And this wasn't just a one-time thing, right?
No.
It became a yearly tradition.
Yeah.
When CONAD became NORAD in 1958, the Santa tracking continued.
Yeah, it's gotten more elaborate every year.
I mean, from a misprinted phone number to a global tradition, that's quite a story.
It is.
What's really interesting to me is how it's grown over time.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gone from a single phone line and a hand-drawn Santa on a map to, well, what exactly?
Well, today, NORAD Track Santa has it all.
Okay.
Website, social media, dedicated apps.
Wow.
Partnerships with Google and Bing Maps for real-time tracking.
Mm-hmm.
And even volunteer call centers around the world answering calls in multiple languages.
Oh, wow.
It's truly become a global phenomenon.
Really?
Millions of people from over 200 countries.
Wow.
Visit the website each year.
That's an amazing reach for something that started with a wrong number.
I know, it's great.
Shows how a simple act of kindness can really take off.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the tech either, right?
Right.
I mean, even First Lady Michelle Obama got involved answering calls from kids.
That's right.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, her participation highlighted the program's impact, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Showing a different side of the military. Yeah. You know, it became a symbol of unity and holiday spirit embraced by people worldwide.
It really humanizes a typically very serious organization.
For sure.
Okay, so we know NORAD tracks Santa, but how do they actually do it? Do they really have Santa on radar?
That's where the magic comes in.
Yeah.
While NORAD uses its sophisticated systems, you know, for airspace monitoring.
Yeah.
The Santa tracker you see online is a simulation.
Oh, okay.
They use predetermined location information and update it throughout Christmas Eve, creating a virtual Santa experience.
So it's not real-time tracking, but more like a carefully choreographed virtual journey.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah.
But it still begs the question, why the simulation?
Right.
Why not just track the real Santa?
Well, some speculate it's to protect Santa's actual location.
Okay.
For security reasons.
Right.
After all, Santa is a high-value target, especially for those who don't believe.
Good point. I wouldn't want to be responsible for ruining the magic of Christmas for millions of kids.
Right.
Keeping the real Santa's movements a secret
adds
to the mystery and wonder, I suppose.
It does.
Now, shifting gears from tracking Santa's journey.
Okay.
You mentioned another fascinating tradition, Operation Christmas Drop.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about it?
Absolutely. This one started even earlier than NORAD track Santa.
Really?
Yeah, back in 1952.
Wow.
A B-29 crew was flying over the Micronesian atoll of Kapinga Morangi.
Okay.
When they saw islanders waving at them from below.
I read about this.
Yeah.
The crew decided to gather some items they had on the plane.
Right.
And drop them down.
Yeah, with a parachute.
With a parachute attached. Just a spontaneous act of kindness.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And that simple gesture blossomed into a remarkable humanitarian tradition.
Wow. Of course, like any new venture, I'm sure Operation Christmas Drop had its early challenges.
Oh, for sure.
Imagine containers landing in the wrong place.
Yeah.
islanders swimming to retrieve them.
Yeah, I read about that.
Boxes found months later, miles from their intended destination.
Yeah.
I can picture it, finding these unexpected treasures. Washed ashore months after Christmas.
Yeah.
Must have been quite a surprise.
Yeah, it must have been.
But those early hiccups didn't stop the program from growing.
No, not at all.
So today, it's evolved from those small beginnings to dropping thousands of pounds of supplies to over 50 islands.
Wow.
Impacted about 20,000 people every year.
That's amazing.
A truly massive undertaking.
It is.
Requiring significant logistical coordination.
Definitely.
And it's not just holiday gifts they're dropping, right?
No, no.
It's essential items.
Yeah, like fishing nets, construction materials, food, clothing.
Okay.
School supplies, things that make a real difference.
Wow. So they've turned this tradition into a real lifeline for these remote communities.
Yeah, exactly.
Fascinating. I'm curious, though, how do they manage the logistics of dropping supplies to so many islands accurately?
That's where the LCLA method comes in.
LCLA.
Yeah.
Do you explain that a bit further?
Sure. It stands for low cost, low altitude. It's a technique where they drop the supplies from a relatively low altitude to ensure accuracy.
Gotcha.
Plus, they use repurposed personnel parachutes.
Oh, wow.
To build the supply bundles, which helps keep costs down.
What I find really impressive is that both of these traditions are funded entirely by donations and sponsorship.
I know. That's amazing.
Neither relies on taxpayer dollars.
It's really a testament to the spirit of giving.
Yeah.
Especially during the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, people and organizations come together to make a positive impact.
Absolutely.
Whether it's tracking Santa's journey or delivering essential supplies to those in need.
Speaking of coming together, you mentioned that Operation Christmas Drop isn't just an American effort anymore.
Right.
Other countries are involved now too, right?
Absolutely. It's become a truly international endeavor.
Wow.
Countries like Japan, Australia, South Korea, and Canada have joined forces, providing their own C-130 aircraft to help with the deliveries.
It's heartwarming to see how something that started as a small gesture of kindness has evolved into this massive international effort.
I know, it's really cool.
Spreading holiday cheer and providing vital aid to those who need it most.
It is.
And it all started with a B-29 crew, seeing some islanders waving from below.
It just goes to show that even the smallest acts can have a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Inspiring others to get involved and make a difference.
I think that's a perfect place to wrap up this first part of our deep dive into these inspiring holiday traditions.
Yeah.
We've uncovered some fascinating history.
We have.
And explored how these initiatives have grown and evolved over time.
For sure.
But we'll be right back to discuss more after a quick break.
Sounds good.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about how the NORAD Santa Tracker works its magic.
Yeah, it's more than just radar, right?
Right.
It really is. Mm. While NORAD uses its systems for, you know, real-world aerospace monitoring, the Santa Tracker you see online is a carefully crafted simulation.
Okay.
Think of it as a virtual Santa.
Right.
Following a predetermined route, making scheduled stops, and triggering updates along the way.
So not real-time tracking.
Right.
But a highly detailed and engaging virtual experience.
Exactly.
That's actually really impressive when you consider the scale.
It is. It really is a technological feat.
Yeah.
We're talking about a website handling millions of visitors, apps working seamlessly, updates going out in multiple languages, all while maintaining the illusion of live tracking.
That makes the decision to simulate Santa's journey even more understandable.
Yeah.
Managing that much data for the real Santa's movements would be mind-boggling.
Right.
Not to mention the security concerns.
Exactly.
Imagine the chaos if everyone knew exactly where Santa was at every moment.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Santa is a prime target for anyone who doesn't believe in the magic of Christmas.
That's
protecting Santa's actual location definitely adds to the mystery and wonder.
For sure.
Speaking of blending reality with the Santa Tracker.
Okay.
I read about NORAD intercepting some Russian aircraft this year.
Oh, yeah.
That were getting a bit too close to Santa.
What happened?
What's the story there?
Yes. That was a playful addition to this year's tracker.
Okay.
They simulated an incident.
Okay.
Where four Russian military aircraft were detected approaching Santa's sleigh.
Wow.
Of course, it was all part of the fun, a nod to current events.
Right, right.
And NORAD's real-world role in aerospace defense.
It's like a real-life superhero story.
Right.
NORAD, the Guardians of Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
But it also serves as a subtle reminder that even during the holidays, they're always vigilant, ensuring everyone's safety.
Exactly.
It's a clever way to educate the public about NORAD's mission.
Yeah.
While keeping things lighthearted and festive.
For sure.
All right, so the NORAD Santa Tracker is a technological marvel, blending simulation with real-world elements to create a truly unique holiday experience.
Definitely.
Now, let's get back to Operation Christmas Drop.
Okay.
And delve deeper into how they pull off this massive humanitarian effort.
Okay.
You mentioned something called the LCLA method earlier, right?
Yes. LCLA stands for low cost, low altitude.
Okay.
It's a specific airdrop technique where they release supplies from a relatively low altitude,
okay,
which helps ensure accuracy when targeting those small islands.
So it's a much more precise approach than a typical airdrop.
Exactly. Right? And to keep costs down,
yeah,
they utilize repurposed personnel parachutes to build the supply bundles.
Oh, wow.
It's a very resourceful and effective method for this operation.
It's amazing how they've taken a military technique.
Right.
And adapted it for such a heartwarming and impactful purpose.
Yeah.
I bet those islanders really appreciate receiving those packages.
Oh, they do.
Especially in such remote locations.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Mm. These drops go beyond simply delivering goods.
Right.
They're about building relationships and fostering goodwill mm-hmm. between the U.S. military and the people of these islands.
It's a powerful message.
Right.
Especially in a region that's experienced its fair share of conflict over the years.
Yeah, definitely.
And speaking of international cooperation,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned that Operation Christmas Drop isn't just a U.S. effort anymore.
That's right. It's grown into a truly collaborative effort.
Oh.
Countries like Japan, Australia, South Korea, and even Canada have joined the mission.
Oh, wow.
Providing their own C-130 aircraft and resources
right.
to help deliver those much-needed supplies.
It's incredible how this tradition has fostered a global spirit of giving.
It really is.
It's a testament to the power of collaboration and the shared desire to make a difference.
It really is heartwarming to see how a simple act of kindness has evolved into this massive international effort.
Yeah.
What started with that B-29 crew in 1952 has blossomed into a beautiful display of unity and generosity mm-hmm. during the holidays.
It makes you wonder, where will these traditions go next?
Yeah.
How will they continue to evolve with technology and global cooperation?
It's a fascinating question to ponder.
Right.
Will we see even more immersive and interactive Santa tracking experiences?
Yeah. Like, will drone technology play a role in Operation Christmas Drop?
Right.
Making deliveries even more precise and efficient.
It's really exciting, all the possibilities.
Yeah.
But no matter how technology shapes these traditions,
yeah.
I think the heart of it all,
mm-hmm.
the spirit of giving, the sense of wonder,
yeah.
and the desire to spread joy will always remain at the core.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
It's the human element that truly makes these traditions so special.
For sure.
Well, I think that's a great point to wrap up this second part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We've explored the fascinating magic behind the NORAD Santa Tracker
mm-hmm.
and delve deeper into the heartwarming logistics of Operation Christmas Drop.
Yeah, and when we return, we'll leave you with some final thoughts on the lasting impact of these traditions and why they continue to resonate with people worldwide.
Stay tuned for our final reflections on the magic of these holiday traditions. Welcome back to our holiday deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
The origins of NORAD tracks, Santa and Operation Christmas Drop,
mm-hmm.
delved into the technology behind the Santa Tracker,
right.
and explored how these initiatives have grown into global phenomena.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And as we wrap up,
okay.
I think it's fascinating to reflect on what these traditions say about us.
Yeah.
About that human desire
mm-hmm.
for connection, generosity, and a touch of magic,
right.
especially during the holidays.
It really is remarkable how these traditions, in their own unique ways,
yeah.
tap into something that transcends cultural differences
mm-hmm.
and brings people together from all over the world.
What do you think it is about them that resonates so deeply?
I think it's that shared sense of wonder
and
belief in something bigger than ourselves. They remind us that even in a world that can sometimes feel cynical and divided, there's still a lot of good out there. A lot of people who genuinely care about others and want to make a positive difference.
It's also interesting how both of these traditions, while rooted in the past,
mm-hmm.
have seamlessly integrated technology into their narratives.
Right.
They've found a way to bring these age-old stories into the 21st century.
It's a brilliant blend of tradition and innovation.
Yeah.
Think about it. Children all over the world can track Santa's journey in real time on their devices.
Yeah.
And military personnel are using sophisticated aircraft and logistics to deliver hope and aid to remote communities.
It's a testament to our ability to adapt and evolve while still holding on to those things that bring us joy and connect us as human beings.
Exactly.
And it makes you wonder, how will these traditions continue to evolve as technology advances?
Right.
What might the future hold for NORAD tracks, Santa and Operation Christmas Drop?
It's a question that sparks the imagination.
Right.
Will we one day see even more immersive Santa tracking experiences?
Like
perhaps utilizing augmented reality.
Oh, like augmented reality.
Yeah.
To bring Santa's journey to life in our own living rooms?
Yes.
And could drone technology play a role in Operation Christmas Drop?
Right.
Making deliveries even more precise and reaching even more remote communities.
Yeah, it's possible.
The possibilities are truly exciting.
They are.
But no matter how technology shapes these traditions, I believe that the core values, the spirit of giving, that sense of wonder, and the desire to spread joy, will always remain at the heart of it all.
I agree. It's those human elements that make these traditions so enduring and impactful.
Yeah.
It's not just about the technology or the logistics. Mm-hmm. It's about the connections we make, the kindness we share, and the belief in something bigger than ourselves that shines through.
Right, especially during the holidays. Well, I think those are really great points to end on.
Yeah.
So, from all of us here at The Deep Dive, we wish you a joyful and heartwarming holiday season.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.